Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, on this bright, sunshiny morning this morning here, we're once again in our little corner room at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We've got some guests coming along here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about some things going on here in the county. And we've, of course, want to let everyone know that this is WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And this broadcast is made possible by our local sponsors here in Salina and Clay County, and also through the cooperation and help of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program. And we'd, of course, like to welcome everyone in every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock for our little hourly get-together here and on a weekly basis. And also this will be rebroadcast, I guess, at 6 o'clock again tonight. If there's not a preemption for a basketball game, it's getting about time for tournament time. So there may be some having to move the replay, but to take advantage of some of the live things going on in and around the area here. But our normal schedule is 9 o'clock here in the morning and 6 o'clock then that evening. And, of course, invite all your friends to listen to us, and that's what makes our show possible, you listening to us and then going out and purchasing from our sponsors. But we're right now, we've just about got dug out of all the snow over here. I think we were in the range of maybe from 8 to 10 inches here in Clay County. I think some of our neighboring counties over in Macon County, they had about a foot over there, and maybe some places a little more than a foot. But had a beautiful snow, and then short-lived, had a little rain that came along and washed most of it away. So we're getting back about back to normal. School's cranking up at 10 o'clock this morning. We did take an extra couple hours to make sure that the roads were clear, and the road commissioner sitting here with me this morning, he says we're just about clear and ready to go everywhere. But before we get into this morning's talking, I'd like to do a shout out to Ms. Lillian White this morning, who's having some health problems, and we'd like to perk her up if we could. And I know she listens to us and quite regularly calls in all of her friends and neighbors' birthdays and anniversaries and things. I know she's a regular listener here on the program, so we'd like to just do a little shout-out to her this morning. And let's see, looking around out at Moss, the Dollar General's coming along. They've been working day and night out there through the snow and everything, and looks like they're going to be ready to go. And the family dollar store has moved from the old site to the new, and I don't think they even shut the cash registers off while they were moving. They closed one down, opened the other one up, and didn't miss a beat. And also, we're going to talk a little bit later, there's some remodeling going on in the old White's Auto Supply building over there. So it looks like we've got some maybe some business consolidation, maybe a new business or something going in there. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But I guess right now we'll take a little short break and get a few commercial messages in, and we'll be right back, and we'll explain how the Birthday and Anniversary Club works here just in a minute. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go. What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back again. Jason, I've got you sitting here. We'll let you talk some here in just a minute, but a couple of things right now we want to remind everyone that you know the Grill and Chill Dairy Queen here in Salina does sponsor our birthday and anniversary cake giveaway every Thursday, and if you'd like to be a part of that, you got to call in. And, of course, that number is 243-5574, and it is an answering machine, so you know, speak slowly and clearly so we can understand. And importantly, leave us a phone number where we can contact you in case we can't understand the entire name or exactly what you said. So that way we'll still get to you if you'll leave us that number to give us a call back. And then, of course, the folks out there, they do furnish this cake each week, and it is one of these great big old whoppers of a Dairy Queen cake. All the ice cream, chocolate, and vanilla, and all the stuff on top of it, and it's a pretty good little prize just for calling in. And let's see, if we got anything else, but Jason, I know you've just gone through a little bit of a rough stretch here with the, Jason is the, I guess the, I would still call the road commissioner, or
yeah, some call it that, some call it the highway commissioner.
And it's your responsibility to take care of all of the highway mileage in Clay County,
right?
Discounting our interstate if we ever get that through here, and our Highway 52 and things like that, the state highways, but the rest of it belongs to you, doesn't it, and your organization.
I'm responsible for it, that's right.
And how many miles are you responsible for?
Well, I would say, you know, we have a little map, a little county map, but every little crook and cranny road is not on that map. There's a few that's not on there. We're totaling up around 430 probably, somewhere around that.
Pretty good.
A whole lot, yeah.
If we stretch that out, how far would it take them?
Well, if you've done any traveling, you just use your imagination, I guess.
That stretches nearly to Florida, wouldn't it?
Long way.
Which might have not been a bad stretch here for the last week or two.
That's right.
But I know your guys have spent a few days and nights, I'd say.
That's right. Yeah, we worked many, many hours. We've done the best we could with what we have, and you know, like I say, I don't know what else to say, but the best we could with what we have.
Okay, and, you know, what do you have up there, Jason?
Well, on a snow like that, we have three graders that run and five plow trucks. And we, of course, a gravel road, it's hard to grade snow off of a gravel road. A lot of people don't realize when you do that, you take your rock with it, and then you're down the mud, you know, and it's just tough on that, folks that live on those, but we try to get them out the best we can.
Well, do you know how many miles of gravel road we have left?
We're probably, if you counted, let's see, I would say around 85, 90.
So yeah. Most of it now is either surfaced or... The what's the other thing there?
Tar and chip.
Tar and chip method.
And that's something there that the snow and ice is really rough on is the tar and chip. Because it's not that thick, you know, and it just goes right on through it.
Right, that's what it says. It is permeable, and snow and water will go through it. And, of course, once the water... Of course, we didn't have it this time where the water had time to thaw out and go through it and freeze back and separate all the cracks and lift it away from...
Yeah, when it gets down under there and it freezes and swells, it'll push it up, you know, and really loosens it up.
Okay, and I know cost-wise on the oil and chip... and I know there's probably no comparison at all that to the ready mix. It seems like a pretty good solution for a lot of our roads.
It is.
Traveled roads.
I can tell you a little about that. The oil that you have to use is called RS2. And a tanker load of that, usually 5,000 gallons, it'll run $9,000 to $10,000. And, of course, you have to add your rock to that. And, you know, your budget is just so much money, and you're limited to what you can do, you know.
Okay, do you allow a little bit every year to do a little bit more?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we try to. Yeah.
And once they're down, I guess when you come, if you have to come back and do another coating, you're just, of course, making it thicker and making it a better road.
That's right.
And it seems like, you know, tar and chip, oil and chip, it stands up pretty good in this area.
It does. You know, your winters is what's hard on it. You know, we had a rough winter last year, and then, of course, this one looks like it may turn out to be kind of rough. But, you know, hopefully, maybe we won't have as much snow as we did this past one.
Well, I know, those roads, when you put those down, they're going on a traditional old gravel road that has probably been there for over 100 years that has had time to really pack down it. So
that's
it's
right.
Not a good base. It's not like where you go out there and when you construct these new roads and you have to pack. Basically, it's just coming in and top coating what's there, isn't it?
Right, yeah. You generally got to have a good base, you know, to start out with. If you don't have that, well, you won't have no road. So.
Okay. And, of course, once they're done, the maintenance goes down a whole lot, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, a lot. You know, of course, you don't have to spread no gravel on there after that. And in a few years, you'll have to come back over the top of it, though, and, you know, redo it again.
I know the ready mix, are we doing much of that in the county now? I know we'd have to do some repairs and things like that. I know you budgeted some for that each year.
Yeah.
Do you try to estimate, you know, how many miles you're going to try to accomplish, or you just... as needed, or
it's kind of you just do the worst. The way I'm working it, I try to fix the worst place first.
Well, of course, that's the only sensible thing to do in anything.
And it's really expensive. You just do what you can with what you get.
And of course, anyone that's had a driveway asphalt put on the last 10 years realizes that. The cost is probably quadrupled or more during that period of time, and that means your prices have quadrupled also, and
they've gone up
tremendously.
Yeah.
The price of petroleum doesn't just determine the price at the pumps, does it?
Right.
It determines what you drive on.
That's exactly right.
And of course, another thing I know we haven't been conscious of with the high price of fuel is that irregardless of the price of the fuel. State highway tax is the same percent.
Yes. Actually, it helps us.
I mean, same dollar amount per gallon.
It's not
a percent. It's not a percent, is it?
No. We get the same amount, whether the gas is $4 or the gas is $1.
And when it goes up to $4, the sales slow down, especially in small rural counties.
We're really better off. If the gas is a dollar a gallon, then it would be $4.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Let's just take a little short break right here, and I want to come back. We want to talk about the Arcot Road just a little bit for a few minutes. But let's take a short break and get us a couple of commercials in here before we get cranked up on a big, long subject and can't hush. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, once again, we're back here, and we want to welcome everyone in this morning. We hope everyone is snug and cozy this morning, irregardless of where they're at, and got plenty of wood for the fireplace, and hopefully everyone's nice and comfortable and ready to listen to a little bit more of an update on our highway conditions, inside workings of the highway department. You notice I said inside workings, so we're really getting some secret stuff, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
No, the Arcot Road, you know, with an emergency that came up, and mm-hmm. I know it's patch fixed right now.
Right.
Is there any future to that you can tell us about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to, paperwork's going through Washington to have all that hopefully redone here soon. I'm hoping in the spring's what they're telling me. We're just keeping our fingers crossed that we make it through the winter with it patched up the way it is to where we get some good weather and work on that.
And I know it's not fun driving down through there right now.
It's a little narrow there in one spot.
But, you know, sometimes it may take something like that for people to, to stop and slow down a little bit and look at both sides of the road they've been traveling for the last number of years and just exactly what they were traveling on.
Cause people might realize they might be taking a little for granted,
we just didn't pay any attention to it. Pay attention then. You know, we could look up and be submerged in water there.
It could have went all the way in the river there, and we'd had clothed her all the way down.
But so looks like things are looking up down through there. And and I think too with that sometimes we don't realize how many of these side roads, we call them county roads, mm-hmm. just how important they are. We don't have the people, at one time the majority of our people would, if something happened to Highway 52, it's big problems.
Yes, sir.
But now if something happens to any of the...
We've got so many people live on these roads like Arcot down through there, we did have to close the road, I think 3 or 4 days there, and boy, I'm telling you, people was really, they learned really quick how much they needed that up through there.
It caught the attention of a lot of them, didn't it?
It did, yeah, that's right.
It wasn't pleasant driving all the way to Moss to get to Salina.
No, sir.
And I know if people in Clay County sometime would just take a couple, 3 days, and if they've never looked at one of the highway maps, I used to look at the one at the out at the director's office at school. Of all the little highways, the little roads in Clay County, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is. It is.
For a little county this small, that all of the mileage of roads is there, and that you have to keep up with.
Right.
And I know the transportation director for the school system, I know they have to get out and with you and inspect roads.
Right.
And, do you run into any major problems with bus routes now?
Lots of places, they have trouble. They go down in these small roads to pick the kid up, and they have trouble with finding a place to turn around. And we have to work on that sometimes, but, it's usually not, we don't have that much trouble with it, but that's the biggest thing.
Okay, and when someone builds a house back in the boonies,
right?
And then they get that house all built, something they hadn't thought of, and I'm sure one day they'll pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Mr. Strong, get a bus to come up here. We got 4 kids that are in school now. What are we going to do?"
Yeah, that's a big problem. These folks, they build this house before they build the road, and it has to be took care of.
It's a whole lot different than a big truck bringing in supplies than it is bringing in a school bus with a bunch of kids on.
Yeah, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, big different safety factor in there.
Right.
But, thank goodness we've got those things happening here, though.
We take a lot for granted, I'm telling you. We're very fortunate here.
It's nice to have problems like that, where you need some, I know it's not necessarily nice on your budget, but it's nice for the county when we have when you have to go out and build a new road to connect up 3 or 4 new houses. Isn't
That's
it?
Right. That's right.
And I know if a subdivision's developed out in the country, we call it, and of course the water gets run, and it's usually, of course, their own private land to begin with, but usually there will be one main thoroughfare through that thing.
Right.
What's the process if that becomes how does it become a county-maintained part of a road?
Whoever owns the land and builds the subdivision, they have to build that road to certain specifications, and then I would go out and inspect it and make sure that it's the way something that I would take over.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're responsible for it to begin with,
exactly.
get it up to your specs,
right?
And then after they get it up, the county will maintain it,
right? Right.
Would, of course, I don't think we probably haven't had a whole lot of that in the last little bit, but
no, it's not happened in several years.
But I know at one time that was.
It was, yes.
I know the place over where I live was a problem for a number of years on up behind me on the hillside up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe. Those folks were kind of maybe promised that it would become a county road.
Yes.
And the developers didn't ever get it up to specs for a number of years, did
Sometimes
they?
Some problems with that, yeah. It has to be up to specs.
And I know they, of course, they wanted county services up there and just took it for granted that they were going to get it.
Right.
But
right.
It doesn't work that way every time.
No, not every time.
But thank goodness now that's been taken care of. I know there's water up there and the highway. It's not a highway, but it's a well-maintained gravel road.
It is a county road, yes.
And pretty. I think maybe we ought to open the divide road back up again.
No.
We could have diverted people from Moss down that way during the...
That's right, yeah. We could have.
I'd say probably somewhere there was a log road from Mount Arcot up to the Divide Ridge.
Yes, there is. There is.
That you could have come in there and maybe widen that out a little bit. And
well, that was mentioned if we had to do it. Yes, it was.
I kind of thought that might have been the back of someone's mind to avoid that there. But, stretching, this is not a large county area-wise.
No, it's not.
It's not a large county population-wise, but it's a great county, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Yes, it's home.
It's home, isn't it? Okay, let's take another little short break, and we're going to come back, and we'll wind up here with the with the highway commissioner, and we'll bring another guest out in a little bit, but come back and join us again here in a few minutes after we get in a few words from our sponsors.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Well, we're back again. Our fireplace is still working here behind us. It's getting pretty nice in here now. I know the temperature outside is going up. It's going to seem like summertime again here in a day or two. We're going to be up in the 60s maybe by the weekend, and we may just get out and do a little sunbathing or something or other. But another thing, Jason, I wanted to talk to you about just a second before we let you get back to your work today, and that is the state of emergency declarations. How does that affect small counties like us when that happens for the entire state? If there's some type of, you know, like a blanket of snow that comes in here for a foot and lays for 2 or 3 weeks, and the governor declares a state of emergency, and the feds recognize that, that actually would
help. Everything comes down a lot faster that way, just like the flood we had back in July. You know, if the governor would have declared a, or even sometimes the president will do that too. If they declare that, you get financial aid. I mean, it's there really quick. Like to where now we're just having to wait for all this paperwork, and it just takes so long. But if they do declare one of those, everything happens really fast.
Okay, but and there are, I mean, they've got rules and regs on all that stuff.
They do.
I mean, and
yes.
It's right down to the umpteenth inch of rain or
yeah.
whatever. And
you can give them every.
How many people affected per square mile
right,
or something?
Right, and it has to meet a certain dollar amount, like a total at least, I think it's $8 million amount it has to total. But, I mean, sometimes you give them all the paperwork that they ask for, and it's still not enough, you know. It takes a lot to get help sometimes.
Well, you know, and as we said, small rural, our only revenue base basically is our property taxes. We don't have a lot of money to operate on, but I know you're not affected by that. You do get a percentage, and you operate I guess, outside of the so-called tax rate-based budget of the rest of the county.
I actually don't get any property tax money. All the highway department's money comes from the state gas tax.
From the state gasoline tax.
That's right.
And I believe
now, some counties do get a certain percentage, but I know Clay County, we don't get any.
I guess that's when they ask for that increase, they earmark a certain percent of it for for certain things. And I think ours, when we do, ours are usually just for the general fund for the county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but you are separate. And I know, Jason, I'd like once again to compliment you and your guys on the work they do. And
I appreciate that. They work really hard.
I know there's a little bitty hill going up to my house that they usually get that little bitty spot cleared. And if you get that little spot cleared, we can all get home, man.
It's tough, that little hill there is. It's tough.
And occasionally I see one of those guys, they kind of get too close to the edge. And
I would like to brag on my guys. A lot of, you know, they're took for granted. They're out there risking their lives a lot of times when it's slick like that. And sometimes old graders and those trucks just won't go where people think they will. Those guys I'm really proud of, they do the best they can.
I believe you've got a very, very efficient operation going, and I think the people in Clay County should applaud you for the job you and your men and I guess your ladies are doing for the county and keeping our county roads up. And it's a pleasure having you here.
I appreciate it.
Of course, you're always welcome to come back and join us again.
Thank you.
But thank you for being here with us this morning. All right, break time.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We got rid of the road commissioner. We put him back to work. He's got a few more places, I think, where they need to clean a little ice and snow off of some remote spots. So he had to go back to work, but he's been ably replaced by Kevin Donaldson, and Kevin's going to talk to us about the Tech Ready conference he went to last week from the participant side. I know a lot of we get reports from the other side, the folks putting it on, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about that. But he's got some things going on too. Working on a little, he's been in business for himself, working out of his home for a number of years, and I think now he working with his son now, and they're remodeling the old White's Auto Supply building, and I think they're going to consolidate a bunch of his son's going to consolidate a bunch of businesses in there that he's had going to, out of his home in different places and things like that. So we've got some stuff going on there. That looks like that's going to be a little hot spot in town here now, with folks parking over to Family Dollar and then going over to Copeland's and then going by the post office and then across the street over there. So we're centralizing stuff back down around the square again. But before we get into that, we've got one little announcement that we need to talk about. We spent some time on the other show the other day talking about the Hall of Fame banquet that was supposed to be held about last Saturday, I believe, and something came up and came down.
Yeah, a little snowstorm interrupted things there. Not canceled, but postponed the banquet for 2 weeks, actually. That's what we need to get out to everybody. It's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, which I believe is February the 6th. The daily schedule in terms of what's going on hour by hour remains the same, but we thought it was probably a good idea to push it off 2 weeks instead of just turn around and having it the next week. But my understanding is advanced ticket sales have been really good, over 100 sold already, and a 2 week delay will just give us an opportunity to sell some more tickets, and we want to invite everybody to come out that day, Thomas.
Yeah, I know it's going to be once again a great celebration of athletics here in Clay County, and of course we're right in the middle of a couple of our best sports we've had here the last few years, and that is our boys and girls basketball, and we're right in the middle of that, and it's getting to be just about district tournament time, and we'll probably try to get the coaches up here before when we get finished with the regular season and shoot everyone out of schedule of the district tournament that'll be coming up here pretty quick. I'm not sure where it'll be played this year. I think the last few years it's been played over at Livingston Academy.
I've not heard either. I'm not sure.
Probably if it stays true to course, it'll be back over there for that. And I think maybe this is the year that our district hosts the region, I believe. I believe we had to go to Watertown last year.
Well, if that's the case, it'll definitely be back here.
I'm not sure. Since I don't do a whole lot of that, I don't really keep up with dates on it anymore.
I've lost track, too.
Kevin, you were over at the Tech Ready conference the other day, and I know I spoke to you earlier, and you said it was really an eye-opening conference for you as an independent business person.
It really was. It's 2 weeks ago today, Thursday the 14th, and the title of it is Tech Ready. Well, that's not R-E-A-D-Y, it's R-E-D-I, and that stands for Rural Economic Development Initiative. And that whole meeting, Thomas, was about economic development and all the different programs the state has going on, including tourism. Tourism is now basically under the same umbrella as economic development, and in Tennessee it certainly should be. But there was so much good information there that day, and Clay County had an incredible showing. I'm not sure how many years that meeting's been going on. It's the first time that Jane and I have been able to go. And Clay County had a tremendous turnout. A lot of folks involved with the Chamber and the Three Star Initiative and just private citizens. And we even had a Clay County High School class there as well that day. So right. We had several dozen folks there that day. But it was a really good meeting.
I think we need to make plans next year so I don't have to miss it. That's one of the first ones I've missed in a while. Well, maybe we do a remote broadcast from over there.
Well, that'd be a neat idea. Sure would.
Go over there and do a remote from there on site for the Tech Ready conference. And the Tech, a lot of people think that means technology ready. No, that denotes a partnership with someone.
It's a partnership with Tennessee Tech. And there was folks from a variety of state government departments there that day, and vendors. It was just a really good day to network and to find out some of the things that are available for small towns and small business people. I found it to be very informational.
Okay, and on a personal note, for your, publicly going, more public with this, your little business, your business you've had going here for really a number of years, haven't you?
Right, yeah, I've been in I call it a media services business, but it's basically public relations. I've been working out of home for 2 years, and I've done it before that as well. But we, as you mentioned,
kind of drifted in and out of this your whole life.
I've been in a revolving door between the newspaper business and the wood products business, seems like my whole life, with a brief stop off for city government as well. But trying to make a go of this PR thing, and I'll be moving my office from home to the old former White's Auto Supply business. And, of course, Parker will have his business there, and we're going to have at least one third party there. There's going to be multiple businesses under one roof, and we're planning on moving in next week, Lord willing. The weather has hampered us, as it has a lot of efforts, but I hope everybody will stop in and see us.
Look, it's going to be a good spot there. I don't know. Hopefully we'll have a parking problem here around the square again before long.
That'd be a nice problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you don't have a parking problem, you don't have a problem, do you?
I guess that's a good way of putting it.
You don't have a business, you don't have a parking problem.
That's true. That is true.
Okay, what were some of the things that really impressed you about the meeting, Kevin?
A variety of things, and I really enjoyed the format. The first major speaker was Kevin Triplett, who is the Commissioner of Tourism for the state of Tennessee, and he spoke for probably 30 minutes and talked about a lot of programs that are going on and gave a lot of good advice. He struck a particular chord with me. He mentioned the fact that he's a former newspaper man and been in the media business too, but he's taken a turn at city government now, and he spoke about a lot of things that are going on, campaigns that we'll be seeing on TV before long, not quite gone through the total approval process. And they'll be seeing not only here these ad campaigns, but in various states and cities around the country. And it's an impressive thing. I think everybody will be very impressed when they see them on TV.
And okay, and then what about for you on a local level? Does some of this come down to you that you can supply things for them and make your pitch for us?
Actually, he talked about a program that I would like to be involved in. Time will tell whether or not that'll be the case. But everybody has probably noticed these road signs of driving tours that the state has. I think we've got one for the Ring of Fire here, maybe, and maybe another one in the county. But if you get outside the county, you may notice four or five different ones. Another one that is in the process of being developed right now is a music driving tour, and Commissioner Triplett said that would extend to every county in the state of Tennessee. So it'll be up to local folks to figure out what our best foot forward is in terms of musical heritage. And Clay County has a lot, let's face it. I mean, we have a rich musical heritage, but that's something that will touch every county and will hopefully drive folks to come through the county and spend money. That's what it's all about, especially with tourism. You know, you want tourists because they're going to spend money with you.
I noticed something. You may not notice this, or you may have, that someone posted an old Bud Garrett blues video on Facebook the other day.
I haven't seen it, but I'm not surprised. And somebody like Bud Garrett would be a draw to our area in terms of a music driving tour that touches all counties.
You know, you were talking about that. You know, we do have the scenic route thing that I'm not sure exactly where it is now. We haven't had a meeting or I hadn't heard anything on it, but that runs from the Cumberland Gap to the Cumberland River, which is a tremendous drive if you've never taken it. I don't know what the status on that is. I know whether it's been approved by the state or any signage has been fixed yet, but
I think I've heard you talk about that as well. And having been to Cumberland Gap, that's one of the most beautiful places in the state of Tennessee. I mean, it is gorgeous. And a drive from there to here would be just incredible. Now, that's as back roads as you'll get anymore. Highway 52 is pretty curvy once you get past us heading east, and that would be a big part of it, but that would be a great driving tour.
You know, I took that tour last summer. Faye and I took that tour last summer. We just decided, we'd driven it, in patches before, but
right.
We actually just sat down with the purpose of driving up to Cumberland Gap. And I'm sure we're like a whole lot of the people in this area that we kind of bypass things like that to go to Mammoth Cave or somewhere like that when we think, well, what's up there? Folks, get up there. There's something there.
Oh, yes.
And on that note, let's take a little short break. And we do need a little sponsorship money to keep this thing up and going. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Kevin Dawson here with me this morning, and he's giving us a little rundown on the Tech Ready conference that he attended a couple of weeks ago. Kevin, if you would, just continue.
Sure. Thanks, Thomas. At the conference, they had general sessions that everybody attended, and the tourism commissioner was the first one of those. And after that, it broke up into what they call concurrent sessions, and you had a choice of things to go to. I found some very interesting material there. I went to a small business development center meeting and found out a lot there. There is a service offered basically through Tennessee Tech. This is a partnership part of it, where folks over there will consult with small businesses and help them basically with any problem you might imagine for free. This is basically a free service. The only thing, as I understand it, they ever charge for might be some printed material if there's an abundance of it that's needed. They'll help businesses with employee training, referrals to people that provide services that they don't, and they provide a lot. And they are not a lender, but they help small businesses hook up with people who do lend money if startup capital or expanding capital is something they need. But they have business counselors, and they'll come out to, you know, they'll talk to you on the phone. You email them back and forth. But they will come out to your site and basically do an analysis of what your business is, what it does, and talk to you, find out what it is you're wanting to do with it, and help you with that process. I think we're going to have them come out and visit us in Salina, and there was another local business said they'd like to piggyback on that. You can't beat free.
No.
And they know what they're doing. So that's really an unbeatable combination. That was one concurrent session that I went to. Another one actually had a local connection, believe it or not. It was the Department of Tourism Development Outreach, an update, and had a local tie in terms of who the presenter was. Melanie Beecham was the presenter, and she is former Salina resident Jack Napier's daughter. And I went to Melanie's session, and that was good. Had another person or two from Clay County in there. Found that to be very informational. She overlapped a little bit with Commissioner Triplett, but had a lot of new information as well. Had a break then and came back for another general session where basically everybody was there, and another good, fairly lengthy presentation by Assistant Commissioner of Rural Development, Community Development, excuse me, Amy New. NEW, who by what she said early on, it gave me a clue or two. She is actually the late Senator Tommy Burke's and Charlotte Burke's granddaughter. She had a good talk, and then it broke up into concurrent sessions again. One concurrent session that was really good, and a lot of folks will know this name, I went to the one at 145 on historic preservation in the Upper Cumberland, and I'm betting you know who the presenter was there.
I'd say that was probably Mark.
It was Mark Dudney, and Mark had about a 45-minute presentation. Of course, Mark is a, I don't know if it's current or former, adjunct professor at Tennessee Tech, and it was literally like sitting in history class. It reminded me of being at Tech again. But the interesting part was Mark had three or four different projects that he talked about of restoration of old historic buildings in the Upper Cumberland area, and that's 14 counties. Well, we're sitting in one of the, he took about 10 minutes to talk about the Clay County Courthouse and all the things.
Mark likes his place.
and he knows a lot about it.
Yes, he does.
I had heard a lot of what he talked about. And as a matter of fact, he invoked your name in terms of seeing Walter Cronkite broadcast from the courthouse square here. I guess that was back in the mid-60s or something.
Yeah, that was during the Grover Jones trial.
During the trial. He talked about that and how that attracted national media attention and about the fact that Cordell Hull had both practiced law here and had been a judge here in this building, too.
And I'll throw something out there, Kevin. The city of Clay County, Salina, in that trial, they really hit a gold mine on that one. It just so happens that the magazine that's preserved in has a Hall of Fame baseball player on the cover of it.
Did not realize that.
I have one of those, and former Dodgers pitcher, and he's on the cover of it. So
did not know that.
And so a lot of people save those because of that, and
right.
They are fairly, they're not real cheap, but you can find them on eBay at set prices or on the bidding process. But we got lucky on that, so that is preserved in one that a lot of people have saved.
And well, Mark had a great presentation. He focused on a couple of other things and spent 8 or 10 minutes on each of them. And just, of course, Mark's well known to folks in this area. And the whole front row at Mark's presentation was Clay County people. And I'm not talking about just five people. It was a long row, probably a dozen people in there to hear Mark. But he did a fantastic job. But just overall, that conference was really good. And I guess what I took away from it most of all was not only our funds available to things like the three-star initiative and the cities and counties, but there are a wide variety of services available to individual business people and to individuals. And again, it's free by and large, and you just can't beat free and them knowing what to do.
And let me throw out something there before we take a little short break and remind everyone that Elizabeth Burt says there are still funds available for those folks that for the facade upgrade of buildings here in Salina, and you need to get a hold of her. Go by the, if you're a business owner here and you've got some ideas or some things, there's nothing like getting half of remodeling paid for.
No.
And now they've still got some money on that, and I think maybe she's going to be on with us next week to talk about that. But before we go to break, real quickly, we've got our birthday and anniversary club call-ins today. We hadn't got a whole bunch of them, but we have Regina Meadows on the 25th, and this is from her family out in the Mount Vernon area. And also on the 25th, I think the same family, Brenda Meadows. And this, is, of course, the family is Bobby, Sue, Regina, and Robin Meadows, wishing her a happy 25th. Birthday on the 25th, and then we've got on the 27th, Ben Likings from out, I think that's out in the Pine Hill area probably, and then another very special lady who celebrated a birthday on the 27th, lady I had the pleasure of working, I guess she helped sign my checks for a number of years, make sure I got paid on time, Miss Beulah Reeser. She celebrated a birthday, and give her a special happy birthday, Miss Beulah. And we've got four for our birthday and anniversary club drawing here today, and we'll draw out one of those names here in a few minutes and present them with a cake, courtesy of the Salina Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill store here in Salina, that you can just get all kinds of good food, especially I like breakfast time. So go out and patronize these folks and spend some money with them. But right now, let's take a little short break. We'll come back here in a minute, and we'll give away a cake and wind up with Kevin. And so we'll be back just in a second.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a lot in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
and chill. Refrigerate food promptly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
What my clock says, about 4 minutes. I've got my phone out here. I was hoping it'd ring so you'd tell me to turn it off. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. We're back finishing up with Kevin Donaldson, who was over at the Tech Ready conference the other day, sponsored by Tennessee Tech and the folks over there. And we do have a good partnership with Tennessee Tech and have for a number of years. They along with Volunteer State, you know, we're good partners with those folks, and they provide a lot of services for us, and a lot of services Tennessee Tech provide. Like Kevin said, a lot of our folks don't realize they're there and don't realize that this stuff, a lot of it's free. A lot of training that they do for business folks and for county government leaders, they're just a close friend to Clay County. Well, Kevin, coming up real quick, we've got the Hall of Fame, and I think we've got just a few minutes left. I know you've got a number of outstanding younger athletes being inducted and some older ones.
We do, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I'm not going to make any feeble attempt to remember who all is being inducted this time, but I think it's actually one of the strongest classes that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I think part of that comes from the fact that we had... 33 or 34 nominees this year, and that's what we're looking for. Yes. You know, I have a lot of folks come up to me, and I dare say you have too, and other folks involved with the Sports Hall of Fame, and say, well, you know, so-and-so needs to be in there, and I said, 100%, please nominate them, and that's what it's about.
Right.
Somebody has to go to the trouble to nominate that person to be voted on. And we had a lot of that this year. Of course, we had carryovers from last year and new nominees as well, but it's a very strong class, and we just want to do whatever we can to invite folks to come out and be at the banquet. Of course, something a little bit unusual going on this year is the 1968 winning bowl team will be honored this year.
I think Daniel has put together about 8 or 10 minute video presentation based around that ball game.
And set the music, and I don't know where he laid hands on film from 1968, but he had the whole game film. He cut it down to 8 or 10 minutes, and I'm told it'll be very interesting to watch, and I know a lot of folks will be interested in that.
Okay, of course, we want to invite everyone out, and I guess we could probably handle a few people that don't get a ticket to show up and want to, and you can come to the banquet without eating the meal if you want to. But if you want a meal, I think the meal is, what, $12 for adults? I think. I'm not real sure on that.
It's a good meal.
Right,
it always is.
Don't let that hinder you from coming up about 2 o'clock and enjoying the actual induction ceremony for us. Well, we're about to run out of time here, and I just drawed a number, and Miss Beulah Reeser has won the birthday and anniversary cake today. So, Miss Beulah, you can have your son-in-law, maybe Brandon, come out. And I don't know where you could trust him with bringing the cake to you or not, though, but maybe he'll safely transport it home to you if you can't make it over to pick it up during the next day or so. But that certificate will be waiting for you at the Clay County Chamber after we close the radio show down today. But I think we're about out of time today, so we want to say we've enjoyed being here with you this morning. We had a couple of great guests with us. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again this time next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.